What was the inspiration for this play? How did it all come about?
I've been writing music and poetry since I was really little, since before I can really remember. And I've always loved writing poetry, so I have all these songs that I've written over the past couple of years, 5 years. And I kind of always thought they would be really cool if we turned them into some sort of a show. I never really kind of imagined this kind of theatrical thing, but I always felt that they would be cool together in some sort of a show. And this came up, this idea, because I had written this song about a year ago called What I'm Failing to Learn. And I think it was just a really cool title. And so it kind of built off of that. And so it's basically all of these songs that I've been writing, and they're just kind of linked together through a storyline. And that's sort of where the concept of the show came up.
All right, what are some important themes that you address during the show? Like, how do you want this to affect people when they see it?
I think that the show probably, at least to me in life, the most important sense of meaning is found when you reach out to others. And I think that that's a really important point that I try to reach in my music. And I think it's found pretty well in the video pieces that are going to be played. And I think that's probably the most important point that we're going to be coming across. I have a lot of kind of socially conscious song stuff, so I have stuff like that too, like 9/11 and things like that.
What demographic, what age group do you think would get the most out of your production? Who do you think would enjoy it the most?
When I've performed at festivals and venues like that, I've had a really wide variety of age groups. I've had people my age to people my grandparents' age. And I think that my songs can reach a very wide variety of people in many age groups. I think that I really like them in this kind of theatrical kind of production in the theater, not like a bar or something, because it's a place where people go and they're going to absorb something. They're going to sit down and watch and really take in what they're seeing. And I think that an audience that's open to that and is open to kind of listening and really trying to understand what my perspective on kind of my world and their world. I think that people who are open to that, that's pretty much my audience. I don't think there's a specific age group, though.
Okay. What would you like the audience to get out of the play? Like in a hypothetical situation, if someone walked over to you after the play and they told you how they felt and it was exactly what you wanted to hear, what do you think they'd say to you?
I think that, as I said, I have a lot of kind of socially conscious songs. So I think that if someone were to come up to me after a show and say that they went home either with their family or with friends and kind of talked about my songs and felt that they were able to have a conversation and have kind of a debate or something about my lyrics and just to kind of take it in, I think that that's probably what I want people to get out of it. I think I want them to be able to see my points and my perspective and things, but then I want them to be able to also find their own perspective and kind of ideas that sort of spring off from the show.
What was it like to develop this performance with your parents?
It's been a lot of fun for me. I mean, this is the first time I've really done anything like this. I've been writing and I've done performances, but I've never done something as set as this is. And it was, for me personally, it was a very good experience with my parents because they have done stuff like this before, and they've helped me a lot, and they've been really role models, and I'm really happy that I have such a good relationship with them, because this has been an incredible experience that I will have for the rest of my life.
What are your goals for the future? I mean, you're 14 years old, so where do you see yourself in 14 years from now?
I hope I can pursue this later in life as well. I love kind of sharing my ideas, and I love performing, so I've always wanted to be an actress, and I love writing songs and lyrics, so I hope I can pursue this. I've also done things in school, like I did an MMUN, which is modeling one, basically, and that was fun, so I can do stuff like that, I guess, to just be very much a part of my culture and the people around me. I just want to be influencing people, I guess.